The genesis of your problem
is
as a result of
a reason.
Somebody who God has forgotten. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why we should buy a new set of instruments during a harvest, mini harvest. The keyboard is fault. If you see David pressing it, he's pressed sometimes, he pressed the key, nothing happened. Just to see me. And the top keyboard is for Pastor John. So if you think we have, you just need to get out. Pastor John, who gave his to us? Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Then the person, you everything the pastor say, your face change. Glory be to God. Amen. But tell the person, you know this pastor too, he will talk. Glory be to God. So let's continue with the word of God. So the Bible is saying that the Lord reigns forever. The genesis of your problem is when you are forgotten by God. If somebody in your family, your father, your mother, yourself, forgets God, it affects the people in front of you. So the reason why you are fighting some battles right now is because somebody before you forgot God. And because the person forgot God, those actions affected you. Now that you know God, and you have not forgotten God, and you are following Him, and you are pleasing Him, you also give opportunity for others to be more prosperous and to do more for God, that they will not be in the problems of yesterday, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are going to pray right now. I'm in a prophetic mood. And definitely we would pray. They are saying, oh Lord, every situation of my past that is affecting my today, oh Lord, deliver me right now. Somebody open your mouth and begin to pray. David, come on, open your mouth and pray. Please, you are going to pray. Everything in the past, from your mother's side, from your father's side, that they forgot God. And because they forgot God, problems are happening to them. And that problem has affected you. That problem has affected you. But as you pray, as we pray down, let it be destroyed. Let it be broken. Pray in Jesus' name. Pray in Jesus' name. It's not microphone we use to pray.
We have microphone and we don't fire.
Blessings of your father. God says I should show you the scripture. Go to verse 7 of Lamentation 5.
I say Lamentation.
Go to Lamentation. Lamentation. Amen.
Amen.
5:7. The Bible says, our forefathers sinned and are dead. But we suffer the punishment. So you see, somebody's mistake can make you suffer the punishment. Somebody's mistake can make you suffer the punishment. make you suffer the punishment. Somebody's mistakes can affect you. Now with this scripture, begin to pray. Ask the Lord. Deliver me from every guess,
from every room,
every problem coming from my father, from my mother. Pray against it. Pray against it. You know your father's behavior. If you joke, you repeat the same behavior. You know your mother. You know her behavior. If you joke, you may repeat the same thing. A righteous man is somebody who is afraid that if he doesn't get closer to God, he will fall away. So be closer to God and pray. Be closer to God. Pray right now for your life. Some of you, I don't worship you in your family. All your family members are cursed. But the Lord saved you to save them. Pray for your family. I said today is a prophetic service. Begin to pray. It can rob you from your opportunities. You are dealing with the genesis of your problem. How your problem began. That is what we are praying against. I know you love your mother. I know you love your father. But you cannot pay for their price, the sin of their rent. Pray, pray, pray. Nobody is asking you to stop. In fact, be on your feet and pray. Makataba Shabbat. If you can see how you should say, especially the help of people. If you are mad, you can sit down. If you are pregnant woman, you can sit down. If you are not any of them, we stand up and let's pray. Let the power of Shabbat. Destroy the genesis of your brothers. You might.
your things have been destroyed.
So I want to know who
you are. Receive the fire of God. Receive the fire of God.
By association with family, if you are struggling and you are going through a lot of problems,
may that be turned around for you.
Amen.
I said, may that be turned around for you. May that be turned around for you. May that be turned around for you.
And
every problem coming from your father's house, your mother's house. Giving you no opportunity to survive. No opportunity to prosper. No opportunity to serve God.
I
say it the Lord. Let my people go. God has given us gifts. In this month, when we focus on our ministries, the Bible says He gave some apostles, some evangelists, some teachers, some pastors, some apostles. Some pastors,
some
prophets.
A gift from culture for
as we pray right now.
I pray all here.
I want you to design the gift of the Holy Spirit.
God will
open your eyes.
Say, God
will speak to you. This is a prophetic church.
Where you are sorry, I have prophecy.
Your dreams must be working.
Some
your senses should be working.
Holy Spirit, touch me. All right, now we'll move on.
There are people here.
And before you have.
The word of the Lord that came to me is that He's going to stir you with this. Your gift will make you prophet. The gift of the Spirit of God will make you prophet. If God speaks to you,
and
you can only hear Him and obey Him, you will escape the curses and the plots in your house. The ones
who
are not able to listen, they are going to be the cause of your problem. We want to pray right now. We are speaking to the Lord again.
We are
saying, Lord, baptize me with fire and
water.
Take me to another level. This month, we are focusing on a driving ministry. So everybody's ministry must change.
It will be
the keeper ministry must change. The one who's coming to church ministry must change. Your life and your connection with God must be strong. When you say somebody is dying in the Bible, it means the person is not close to God. The presence of God is not close to the person. You can come to church. You don't have the presence of God. Knowing where you are coming from. And still not connected to the presence of God. But you are connected to your phone. You are connected to unnecessary things more than God. I declare by the power of God.
You
say, Holy Ghost, baptize me with fire. And the Holy Ghost fire. I want to increase in my gifts.
Let me
tell you, when you get close to somebody, God will start speaking to you. What do you want with some people?
For me,
God will start telling you what you want to do.
Thank you.
Jesus. So,
Sample come out.
You don't use money anyhow.
When
the Holy Ghost come,
Sample come back.
You don't use your money anyhow. When the Holy Ghost comes, you just don't do anything out of empty conceit. You operate on rootedness. I came to announce to somebody. I prophesy to you. When you're praying, I saw doors opening like that. Plenty of
doors.
Your door is one of them. I said, your door is one of them. Receive that door that cannot be shut. Listen to me.
You're
going to pray the final
door.
I'm taking you to another
level.
I'm going to take you again to another level. You're going to pray for fire. When the fire comes upon you, he will explain himself to you. You yourself will know power has come upon you. I want you to climb higher. Because when you climb higher, you see more miracles. You see, let me tell you something before I pray. When somebody is weak, spiritually, the person has a lot of disadvantages. Even when the person prays, demons are able to block it. Yes. Look, Daniel's prayer, demons stop hijack.
Daniel, Empire, Empire,
but the answer of the prayer, they develop a strategy to hold the prayer. What they did was they made another angel to fight with the angel
bringing the prayer.
That's why you can be weak.
Daniel
has started fasting.
Daniel.
The day you start to pray, God from heaven gave the answer. But when I was coming, a demon helped me. A principality struck me. And another angel had to come and fight
me.
So for 40 days, Daniel was still praying to God.
To somebody and say that, are you enjoying your prayers? Okay. We are going to disgrace your enemies.
Even by prayer points.
Yeah,
I'm not using an experience as a pastor. I'm hearing from qualified. A new oil.
We are going to anoint all of you with a new oil we have not used. John, you wait for me here. I'm coming. We are going to pray the next prayer point. Hold the oil securely for me. Pray over it for me. We are going to pray. Jesus is Lord.
Yes, you are.
As somebody didn't shout it. You are saying, oh Lord.
Every enemy of my life.
That wants shame for me.
If you don't walk in love, you will be somebody's prayer point.
Somebody's
prayer will work against you.
When you
go around hating people anyhow, fighting with people anyhow, people's prayer will go against you. Because if you're already standing here and you're going to pray to disgrace your enemies, and somebody here is an enemy for you, the prayer is going on.
So the can of our prayer and
friend was saying
we are
tapos.
Now you will be done for with them.
Say the name of Jesus.
Every darkness
that intends to bring me down. That intends to bring me down. That intends to bring me down. That intends to bring me down.
Please, when I say you say and then you say okay, so that he won't be confused. Because it's not easy to translate. Say any power.
Say to be here.
That is fighting against my life.
I put
to bring me shame. In this level.
I was happy.
Say so in this higher level.
I was happy. So
say in this cloud. As I declare. In the name of Jesus.
I will just
may they be put to shame.
Or when you were saying no.
Say may that arrow. Of shame.
Look at what is happening there. Verse 9. You let me go start verse 9. Are you here with me? Are you here with me? Okay. At the risk of our lives, we get our food. You see, you are not here. I asked you.
I said, Yes.
Risk. Something that can nearly kill you.
I said,
how can you get food by that way? Our skin is as hot as oven. Due to the fever from hunger. Some people, the reason why their body is hot is because they don't even have food to eat. That's why they are going through a lot.
Because we need your baby.
Look at verse 11. Said they rape women in Zion, virgins in the towns of Judah.
Said a woman
misfortune happened to your daughters. Listen to this word, oh. Princes were hanged by their hands. Elders were mistreated. And princes were hanged with their hands behind them.
And now, I'll give the man so more so dear care for us, but maybe on one side.
The young men perform menial labor.
Now, your mom, yeah, and you might any person come here.
Boys stagger from their labor.
Now, your own, yeah, free the old man who runs on.
So they stagger, meaning they are exhausted.
So, say, oh, my friend.
Even the young person is supposed to have more energy. The elders are gone out of the city gate. And look at what happens. He says the young men have stopped playing music. No worship song. Because their life is being pushed to the
corner.
And look at verse 15. It says, our heart no longer have any joy. And our dancing is turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. A crown has fallen from our head. He says, and dancing is turned into mourning. Our crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have
sinned.
Because of this, our heart is sick. Everybody, lift up your two hands right now. You are going to pray that Lord have mercy.
You
are saying, Lord, have mercy upon my life. Lord, forgive me of my sin. Begin to confess your sins. Confess your sins. Ask the Lord to forgive
you.
Yes, there is none that is righteous.
And it will be a problem.
But if you cover your sin, you will die. So confess it. As we are praying right now,
I pray for prices here.
There is war in someone else's country. There are some powers that are higher than us. It's our prayer and our possessions.
And then you pray and a quiet.
Child of God, pray.
You have never compiled.
That the Lord will show you mercy.
Say, you have no problem.
That the Lord will show you mercy. That the Lord will show you kindness. That the Lord will forgive your sins. Look at the way sometimes even your own sins has made you proud. Make you proud. This will not be your portion. So pray for mercy of God. Say, me and my house. Me and my children. Me and my family. Me and my cousins. Everybody around you, pray the Lord to show us.
Turning the face and laughing with me.
or sleep.
Telling me chassis.
Or catch up say, say a shit.
Suddenly I've been dropped back into my realm body again.
Or see BB, BBS.
Listen to me.
Tell
me. I tell you.
They can be better.
Supernaturally.
A whole film.
And physically. The hand of God. Has entered your life.
Yeah.
The hand of God. Has entered your life. All of you be on your feet if you can stand, pray. And as you're about to touch you with your fire, it's a new beginning for you. Now I understand why God is giving us fire. Now he's giving us a new beginning. He said, son, go and get a new oil that has not been used. Because I want to do a new thing for everybody.
We are one is on the roof.
No, not one. No, not one. There's a song like that. Okay. No. We're going to continue a bit too long. No, not one.
It's playing the cross of heaven.
No, and it's for you and the men who miss out. We won't hear my butt. Send me Joe only a family body. And I've grown here, you. And yet, Tony, so. Please, stop. Tap into the oil.
Because
when we finish, we throw the oil away. It's a new beginning for you. If I were you, I'll start speaking in tongues.
Just hear.
Just empower yourself.
Just
empower yourself. I'm not giving you direction to anoint yourself. Relax. Pray for yourself.
Put yourself for one. You have a prayer. Let us go to the house.
Tomorrow, the whole church, every one of us, we are fasting. 6 to 12, 6 to 2, 6 to 6. If you can do 6 to 12, do. If you can do 6 to 2, do. All of us, don't break this prophetic direction. You make outside people enjoy me more than you people enjoy me. Enjoy it. And you'll see doors opening for you. Enjoy it. Thank you for joining us. My name is Prophet Porigan. We trust that you have been blessed by administration. We trust that the hand of God be upon you. We believe that the word of God for us to fast tomorrow. So do well to fast and receive the grace of God. Thank you. We are connected to those of you
Nila, God bless you. Iran, God bless you. And may God lift you up. Everybody on the platform, may God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.